Erevin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, 1-3. In the next three Mishnayos, we'll discuss the Korah, that is that crossbeam at the end of the Mavui, and its exact dimensions, etc. So the Mishnah says, HaKorah She'amro, that crossbeam that we talked about in the previous Mishnah, two Mishnayos ago, Rechava K'dei L'Kabel Ariach. It has to be wide enough that it can hold an Ariach. What is an Ariach? Ariach is a brick. And in the time of Chazal, there were two kinds of bricks of standard size. Some were 3x3 tefachim, a tefachim and a handbreadth, and some were half of that, meaning it's 3 tefachim long and 1.5 tefachim wide. And the ariach that we're talking about here is a half of the 3x3, which is called a levena. So the levena being 3x3 tefachim, half of that, the ariach is 1.5x3, and that's what the Mishnah says. V'ariach chati levena shel shlosha tefachim. That ariach we're talking about over here is half of a levena of 3 tefachim. So again, 1.5 wide. And that's what we're focused on over here. Daya lakora, and therefore it's enough that the crossbeam, shetehe rachava tefach, that its width is just one tefach across. Kedila kabel ariach laorko, so that it can accept and hold an ariach long ways. So now I just want to make sure it's clear here. We're talking about the actual brick, the ariach is 1.5 wide, but we're saying that the korah can be simply one tefach wide. And the idea is that when you would set, if you would actually be laying bricks across this beam, which, as we'll see, you don't have to do, but if you were doing it, so you would need to only have a tefach of width because you'd have an overhang on each side of that wooden korah of a quarter of a tefach of the brick, and that idea being so you're protecting the underlying beam from the rain so it shouldn't rot. So what happens is you'd put tit, which is like cement, on top of the wooden korah, letting some cement go over on either side, a quarter of a tefach, and therefore you have one tefach across plus another quarter on each side for a total of 1.5 tefachim, and that would be sufficient. And as we'll see in the next mission, we're actually going to talk about that, according to the Tanna Kamma, that this korah is strong enough to actually hold a brick or a row of bricks, even though you don't need to actually put them on there. And the reason for that is, as we'll see more momentarily in the next Mishnah, is that if it would be just a flimsy korah across, and the korah is functioning as a heker, according to the Tanna Kamma, so you'd notice it. People think that's just a temporary, you know, dowel lying across the top of the exit of the mavi. It's not there for permanent sake. But if it's a substantial korah, big enough that it's a tefach wide, and robust enough to hold a row of bricks, so then, indeed, it's going to be perceived as something that's more permanent, and therefore it functions effectively as being a heker, something that you would notice as you're leaving the mavi.